USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Senate will be up late as they have yet to begin debating President Biden's $1.9 trillion coronavirus relief bill. Vice President Kamala Harris broke a 50-50 deadlock in the Senate to start the debate on the COVID-19 relief measure.
A, the distribution and administration of vaccines licensed.
But the debate is delayed as the Senate clerks read aloud all 628 pages after Wisconsin Republican Ron Johnson objected to a motion to dispense with the reading.
I feel bad for the clerks who are going to have to read it, but it's just important.
Democrats say there should be no delay in passing the relief bill, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks for most Americans. Republicans say the bill is loaded with unnecessary spending that has little to do with the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News.
Awesome and amazing day, friends. Hey, we are headed towards St. Patrick's Day, Luck of the Irish. And I want to give a great shout out to one of the greatest coaches of all time, Lou Holtz, who gave me his permission to use his name and his likeness when I used to be in the banking world. But you don't need luck this year to get healthy. You don't need luck to lose your fat. You don't need luck to get off all those medications. No, all you need is to use those hands and log on to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895. Friends, you've heard Wayne talk about his amazing transformation, and you know Wayne is a crusader of truth and only speaks the truth. He would not be endorsing this protocol if it hadn't changed his life. You need to log on just to see that. So log on today to energizehealth.com or call us at 888-444-8895.
After January's deadly riot at the U.S. Capitol, recommendations have been made to update security, including a full-time quick reaction force manned 24 hours a day using military police from National Guard forces across the country. Some other recommendations include retractable fencing to secure the Capitol, more Capitol police officers, and increased intelligence training. The report came from retired General Russell Honore. In addition, Capitol Police are requesting National Guard troops remain in D.C. for another 2 months. The White House says President Biden is closely monitoring any possible threats to the Capitol.
The President personally remains deeply engaged in tracking these threats and receiving regular updates, as he does from his team, about threats, of course, but about incidents happening across the country.
That was White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki during a press briefing. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get 2 MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
U.S. markets fell sharply after comments from Federal Reserve Chairman Jerome Powell failed to dissuade concerns over inflation and rising bond yields. The Dow Jones closed the day down 345 points. It dropped as much as 700 points just the day before. The S&P 500 was down 51 points, and the NASDAQ composite was down 274. Investors have been closely watching the 10-year Treasury bond yield after it climbed to a record high above 1.6% in what some described as a flash spike just last week. Powell said the process of economic recovery could create some upward pressure on prices, adding that the Federal Reserve will remain patient before making policy changes to combat inflation. He also said increasing interest rates would require the economy to return to full employment and at a sustainable level of inflation above 2%, which he said he didn't expect that to happen this year. The Senate Committee on Energy and Natural Resources has voted to support the nomination of Congresswoman Deborah Holland as Interior Secretary to the full Senate. The panel voted 11-9 in favor of the New Mexico Democrats' nomination. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska sided with the Democrats in the vote. During Holland's confirmation hearing last week, Republicans appeared concerned about her views on fossil energy. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.